Yisrael, v'shinimas leiv ha-melech b'kirboi, when all the churim means the heads of Yerushalayim, sorry Yehuda, the heads of Yehuda, rose shaleiv ha-melech nimas, that the king is angry at us, like in the Kodesh Baruch was not being mekabel our avodah. When all the heads of the Yehuda, sorry Yehuda, saw this, kibun shiro kol chure Yehuda is kein olu l'resh gagusayim. They went up to the top of the roofs, on top of the roof. They noflu and they fell umesu and they killed themselves. Hodu desiv. That's what the pasuk says in Shayo, gei chizoyin malucha efei ki olis kulach legagois shuas malaya irhamia. That they went up to the Gag and the Mamash Yor killed himself there. As Gokhir, they saw that Hashem didn't want them anymore. There was come out the time for Luchanes to come and make a Churban Abayis. That's what they did. And he said the Pshat of Sukkim there was a big curl going on. That Hoya B'chor V'lomat B'sabel if they ask him why you mean Misabel, and he didn't know the answer back. Because a lot of people were killed now. Al Shenoflum and Agagas, that they fell out off the roof. This is the Maestro. The reason why they fell off the roof was because they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not Nichon with the Avodah they were doing anymore, and the king was angry at them. They went up and they fell down off the roof. In the base of Migdash, there were 13 different Shulchanos they had there. Ches Shoshais, 8 of them were made from marble. The base of Mitzvachayim, in the place where they made the Shrita, where they used to shecht all the Kabonis, that's called the place where they made the Shrita. That's where they had 8 marble tables. Shaleya Madich and Esa Krovayim. On top of these marble tables, they used to wash off the Krovayim, the insides of the animal, of the Korban. Ubeiz B'marav HaKevish. There were 2 on the west side of the Kevish, of the plank going up to the Mizbeach. Echot Shal Shayish, one was made out of marble. The Echot Shal Kesef, one was made out of silver. Al Shal Shayish, the one that was made out of marble, Noistin Esa Vorim. Used to put the pieces of meat before they bring it up to the Mizbeach to burn it on top of the Mizbeach. That's where they would leave them. They leave the pieces of meat, the Evorim, on top of this table. The Yal Shokesev, what did they use with the silver table? Klisharis. They used to have to take out the Klisharis, so they took it out from the Lishkas. Where they hid them, they would leave it on that table. So he said to Korban Edom, Klisharis, Asher Moitzien B'chol Boiker, every morning they used to take out Sholos V'tishim Klisharis. 93 different klisharos they took out of the lishkam kidat man v'tomin. But the Gemara says in Tomin, every day they needed this amount of kelim to do the avodah for that day. They would take out 93 different klisharos. So where they put them all and they took them out of its place, they put them on this table. On this table made out of kesef. Ubeis, there were another 2 tables, b'ulam, in the ulam, that's right outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Mibasnim inside Al Pesach Abayis, near the opening of the door of the Ulam. Echot Shal Shayish, one was made out of marble, that's what our Mishnah holds. The Echot Shal Zov, one was made out of gold. Al Shal Shayish, Noisnin Lechem Aponim, Bichni Sosai. When you used to bring in the new Lechem Aponim every Shabbos, before they put it onto the Shulchan inside, they used to first put it down on this table. On this table made out of marble. The Al Shal Zov, Vitziyosai. And then when they brought out the old Lechem Aponim from last Shabbos, when they took it out of the Shulchan Aponim, they would put it on the outside Shulchan, this golden table. Why? Shemalim Bakodesh Vlemeridim. You have to go upwards and not downwards. So once it came off the inside Shulchan, when you took it off that, you have to put it higher onto a golden keli. But it couldn't have been the opposite way. First gold and then nakat and then marble. So first has to be the marble one, and then after they took it off, they put it onto the golden Shulchan. Echot Shal Zov, and then there was one, that was a real Shulchan Shal Zov, Mibifnim, that was inside the Kotchim, Sha'olov Lechem Aponim Tomin. On that Shulchan is what you have, the Lechem Aponim, the 12 Lechems, every Shabbos, from Shabbos to Shabbos, stood on that table, on the Shulchan, Hazov, which was in the Pnim. So it gets to the base of Midrash, there were 13 different tables. Smur says, Tony, Al Shal Kesef, as the Braisa argues in our Mishnah, Kormeda says, Tony Al Shal Kesef, Oysen Shal Ulam, not that we said there was 2 inside the Ulam itself, and we said, Echad Shal Kesef, our Mishnah says, V'echad Shal Zov, Al Shal Kesef, Ho Yu Noisten Bechni Sosoi, Tein Aniyat B'mokam Ashiris. As the Braisa argues in our Mishnah, our Mishnah says, in the Ulam, one was made out of marble, and the other one was made out of gold. that they used to first put lechem aponim on the marble table. And the Braita says no. In the ulam, there can only be ashirish, you can only have gold and silver. You couldn't have marble there. Therefore, he learns the table that they first put lechem aponim on was made out of silver. That's what the Braita says. Heistoni al shel kesef was made out of silver. So Mura says, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Chanina, Hananya, Mati bo Sazova b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Les kan shel kesef. He wants to say, no, the Braita was wrong. It has to be like our Mishnah says, that the table in the ulam, the one that they used to put lechem upon him first on, had to be made out of marble. It can't be made out of kesef. Less kan shel kesef. It can't be made out of silver. Why? Bevnei shu masiach. Because it's a little bit, it could get hot. Silver could get hot. And if you put the lechem upon him on top of it, it'll get it to make it spoil. It'll spoil the lechem upon him. So it's not mistavra to put it on the silver. You'd rather put it on shoshayis made out of marble. That will always keep it cool and keep it fresh. For the Gemara Akasha, Abaloi came Tony, did we learn anyway, that ze echod min hanisim shenasa v'beis hamigdash. Anyway, the lechem upon him was a tremendous nes, a miracle. What was the nes? Shekeshem shoye menicha noisechoin, the same way they used to bring it in fresh every single Shabbos, and kach hoyu moitzia noisechoin. The next Shabbos, 8 days later, when they came to take off the lechem upon him, it was just as fresh as the way they put it in the Shabbos before. Shenema the Pasuk says, Losum lochem choim b'yoyim hilok choim, that the bread was hot the way they took it off, the same way it was put there. So kasha was, anyway, there was a nest going on with the lechem upon him, it didn't get spoiled. So Mela, what's your kasha? That it can't be made out of shel kesef, because the table would be out of kesef. The kesef would make the bread stale a little bit, but anyway there was mice nisim going on. So rather the kesef would not ruin the lechem upon him. And for the Gemara of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, ain't maskirin maisanisim. He holds no. Whatever we could do to do it without a nest, we're supposed to do it. So therefore, he holds our Mishnah's right, that table should only be made out of marble, because marble does not make the bread stale. Mashenkin, to use kesef, which could make it stale, even though avada nest happened, didn't become stale, but we're not samech on a nest, we're not maskir maisanisim. Rather do it shel shayish, and you won't have any problems have to come on to nisim. He says, "He ain't maskir mais nisim kolaymar, ain't same chumal anes v'yoysen hakol shlo yisafesh b'derech hateva." We have to do what we could do that in derech hateva the bread will not become spoiled. So the Gemara boyun kumi Rabbi Ila, Rabbi Ila asked the shayla, "What's going to be loyhoy yeshom lechem? What's going to be if one Shabbos they did not have new lechem upon them to put onto the shulchan? They didn't have any new lechem." Is mahal lohanichoi l'shabbos habo? So some of us have learned the shaila is: can you leave the lechem aponim that was there from last Shabbos? Leave it on the shulchan for another week. Now you put it one Shabbos and you take it off the next Shabbos. It comes the next Shabbos. They didn't have any new lechem aponim to put onto the shulchan. The shaila is: can you leave this lechem on it for another week? That was the shaila. Omaloyin. So he answered back. Here the pasuk says, V'nosato al hashulchan lechem ponai, lechem ponim lefonai tomid. That this bread should always, there should always be bread tomid, always on the shulchan. Lechem ponim afilu posel. With dashin, even though it should be posel, and the goyin is not gerus this year, the goyin is gerus, v'afilu hu kama yomim, not that it's posel, but with dashin, lechem ponim means afilu hu kama yomim. Even though the bread is a little bit old already, that it was last week's bread, and it came this week, this Shabbat, they did not have any new bread to put on, still the loch is, you're allowed to leave this bread there, and it's kosher. To mekayim this mitzvah of lech lefonai tomid, that there should always be bread on the shulchan. And the Rambam passes also like this, that lemais for the lechem is kosher. You can leave it on from 1 week to another week, and it'll be kosher, the bread will be kosher. There won't even be a still leader on it. Mamish, the bread is kosher. Right. Smara asara shulchanos osa shloimai. Shloimai melech made 10 shulchanos. Instead of having just one shulchan in the penim, where we put lechem upon him, he had 10 shulchanos there. The Yassir the Postik says, Vayas shulchanos asara, Vayonach behechel. And he put all 10 in the hechel. Chamisha miyamin, 5 on the right side of the real shulchan, Vehe mismol, and 5 on the left side of the shulchan. Smara says, Ain't tamer, don't say, That's Chamisha B'Dorim. It means in the Heichal itself. Five was on Dorim, on the south side. V'hei B'Tzofen, and five was on the north side. V'aloi Ein HaShulchan Kosher Ela B'Tzofen. Don't say that way. Because Allah is the Shulchan can only be kosher if it's on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash. It can't be on the south side. It has to only be on the Tzofen side. Shenema the Pasuk says, V'yesha Shulchan Tite Natzel Tzofen. You have to put the Shulchan on the side, the north side of the Heichal. So really, even though it says there was five on one side, five on the other side, don't say it means to say the Ramesh put it on the Dorm on the south side. No, it was all on the north side. Avizoi ma tamud loymo chamishim yamin v'chamishim ismuel. What does the Pasuk say that Shlomo Melech put five Shulchanos on the right side and five on the left side? Elot means like this. Chamishim yamin Shulchanos Shomoshim. In the middle, on the north side, that's where they had the Shulchan Shomoshim. So on the right side of that Shulchan, he put five more Shulchanos. V'chamishim ismuelay. And he put another five on the left side. Still, all of them was taken on the north side of the Heichal, that they were all kosher that could have been used. Even so, lehoyim misader elu b'shal Moshe, bilvad. The only shulchan that they really used, even b'mei Shlomo Melech, was only the shulchan that was there for Moshe Rabbeinu's times. That was the one that they used to put lechem upon him on it. Shenema the Pasuk says, es ha-shulchan asher olav lechem upon him. It's the shulchan that had on it from before, the lechem upon him, that's the one that was used now. So even b'mei Shlomo, even though there was another ten there, this man the Yom holds they only used the one Shal Moshe. They didn't use any other ones. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. No, al kulam hoya misader. Shlomo Melech used to use all ten of them. He used to change around at different times. He would use each one of them. Shenema the Pasuk says, es hashulchanos v'yaleim lechem upon him. The shulchans that were there, and on top of them there was lechem upon him. In other words, he changed around. One week this shulchan, the next week the other shulchan, but all ten of them had use. He used to use all ten of them. So it's a machlokes if he used them or not. Tony, Mizrach umarev hoy nesunim. Here's these extra ten shulchanes that he put there, were put there Mizrach umarev. That's where the way the shulchans were put. They were put east and west. Divrei Rebbe, that's where Rebbe learns. Rebbe Loza, Bei Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Tzofen v'dorim hoy nesunim. No, they were put north and south. That's the way these extra shulchanos were put. He learns in the Korban Edah, Mizrach umarev hoyu nesunim, how shulchanos roishre, the heads of it, echo the mizrach, one was on the east side, v'echo the marev. Dainu orkar liyorach abayim. The length of it was according to the length of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. And the other one says, no, it was tzofen v'dorim hoyu. Now, man di yom mizrach umarev nicham, kulan ruin l'shiris. According to one that says it was put mizrach umarev, but all of them was on the tzofen on the north side of the Heichal. Therefore, it's good, while they all could be used. They're all in the right makom to be used. Of a man di yom tzofen v'dorim, the one that says, no, these ten were put between tzofen and dorim, nimsa shulchan v'dorim. L'chura comes out that at least few of the five shulchanos were on dorim's side, was on the south side. So he can't use those shulchanos. So Nechlami, according to this man Yom, it's a little bakasha, how could they use it? He says, Vachy Prushay, Shulchan Archa Beizamis, Yarehu Esumam, listen, listen. Like a vice by kasha, really. To Bitmiya, Shrei Oirech Kol Shulchanos Shtayamis, the Yud Shulchanos Sein Esumam. If you may mind him, it's Tzofel Dorim, from Tzofel to Dorim, Breich of Kol Eichel, Arei Omdu Chamish Miyam Bedorim. It had to come out that five of them was on the south side of the Heichal. So the Awal Yerushalmi buys by Kasha Kontra Mandiyama. And the Gemara in Menachos gives the Teretz, and Bavli gives the Teretz, the Trei Dori Heavy Kaimi. That they weren't mamish one connected to the other one, but they're two different rows. You had one in front of the other one. So it's possible to have all ten of them still on the south on the north side of the Heichal. But here the Yerushalmi is the Kasha. But that Mandiyama was between north and south. The Korea had some of the shchanes on the south side that should make it possible to be used. Right. The menorah